Welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva Shari Beis, Ois Tezvosh, number 113 at the first Seder Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yoin is telling us that we have to remind ourselves that there will be a day, it will be our last day. The last time we ever say Moida Ani, the last time we say Shema the night before. And that being the case, we should make sure to use our time properly and do Tshuva. He brings a mashal. The Medrash in Koheles tells us of a lady whose husband's job was a sailor. And every day she would get dressed up and look her best and put on makeup just in case that day her husband will return. And her neighbor said to her, "Excuse me, I don't understand. What are you getting dressed up so nicely? Your husband's not home. He's a sailor. He's far out at sea. What are you putting on so much makeup and such nice clothing?" And she says, "Because it might be today the winds of his ship will blow in the direction to bring him back home." That's the Medrash. What's the lesson? When something is important to a person, when something is valuable to someone, even if something is remote, a remote possibility, they're going to treat it with the proper respect. And she was hoping, maybe my dear husband's going to come home. I want him to see me the best way. I should look the best for him. I haven't seen him in months. I know of a person. He was a very nice person. This concept of death eluded him. And he never wrote a tzava, never wrote a will. And he actually merited that Hashem gave him a bracha to make a lot of money, millions of dollars. This is not a story that I read, I saw in a book, I heard from a third person. I knew firsthand. And he was nifter. You know what? That's what happens to people. And he was not a youngster. No immediate family. Millions went to people who were not even by his levaya. Some cousins, relatives, they never met the man in his life. Now, he gave stock, he gave a lot of stock in his lifetime. But had he written a tzava, had he written a will, he would have given millions more. It went to people that had no shaychus to Torah, to Yiddishkeit, to nothing, to anything. It was a shame. So you think, you ask, how could a person not admit the inevitable? Life will end. Rabbi Yoin is telling us, let's live our life every single day and make it your best day. Make it your best day. How do you make it your best day? Every single day, live a life of tshuva. When a person is in a calm, comfortable state of mind, he has to realize when he's already calm, that the day of death will come, and he might not be so calm on that day when he will remember that he's going to the principal and the report card's going to come out. And that's the mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to pull out the report card of the person's life. He's going to take the elevator up there and they'll pull out the history, and they say, "Okay, how'd you do in class?" "Well, Jimmy's got an A. Fizet has got an A." "Okay, now let's go to Chumash class. How'd you do in Chumash class? Did you show up to Chumash class? Did you learn Chumash? Okay, we'll come back to that one. We got other topics to discuss. Halacha class. How'd you do in Halacha class?" We see a lot of A's there also, but for absent. Absent. "Did you learn halacha? Okay, let's go to another class. Mishnayos class. Bunch of A's also. Gemara class. Left and right. It looks like he's got 100 on his GPA. But it's really, he's absent because the person's not learning Torah. Rachman Litzlan. What's going to be? Then we go to the mitzvahs department. Well, here's a big problem. If a person doesn't learn, they don't know what to do. That's just the aleph beis. If they don't learn, you don't know what to do. You think by yellow light, like I've told you the story, you speed up. Rabbi Yoin is reminding us, every single person has to have in mind that ultimately they will be leaving this world. And if that's the case, let's make this day our best day.